Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Thompson Mike for CCR to Senate Bill 313.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 313 by Bingman of the Senate and Thompson of the House, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Thompson, you're recognized to explain the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, there are no changes in this CCR than from the original language in both the Senate and the House bill. Extends the gross production tax incentives by 3 years.
Members, you've heard the explanation. Will there be questions? Questions on the CCR? Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's more a question of the chair. I've tried to keep pretty good track of the calendar, and I can't find this on the calendar in time for us to do it. Maybe it is, but if you could cover that point for us, I'd appreciate it.
House will come to order. Representative Reynolds, thank you for your question. It is on the House calendar. You're recognized.
Thank you. It looks like it was reported out at 8:32 last night. I thought we had a 24-hour rule.
Representative Reynolds, there is no 24-hour rule on Senate bills. Representative Morissette for a question.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
State your point.
You explain that last ruling, please.
Representative Morissette, our House rules do not contain a 24-hour layover rule for Senate bills.
Point of information, then. So we basically, or the leadership, can place a bill on the calendar anytime they wish?
Senate bills coming out of conference committee report do not contain a layover rule.
One final point.
State your point.
Hopefully we can maybe think about changing that rule soon. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Morissette. Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you. What I do try to do, and I tried to announce that yesterday, is that we were going to run a late, you know, calendar and just to kind of be watching for it, but there isn't anything on the Senate bills. I do try to give you the evening to do it, but there's not very many. So we didn't have very many bills to run, and that's why they're on there today. But we did try to, I did try not to do it the same day, but it was about 8:30 last night. So,
Representative Blackwell, for what purpose?
Just point of information.
State your point.
Didn't we receive a memo from the chief clerk about that earlier, that it's impossible to determine the exact point we take possession of a Senate bill? Therefore, an exact 24-hour clock would be impossible. But we do, as the floor leader said, try and lay it over for a appropriate length of time.
That is correct. Thank you, Representative Blackwell. And also, just so the members will know, this particular piece of legislation was actually filed on the 15th, and it's actually been available to review for 4 days now. Will there be additional questions on the bill? Representative Reynolds for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So at this point, any Senate bill could be placed.
Representative Reynolds, would you please suspend? Members, the House will come to order. Chair's having a hard time hearing Representative Reynolds. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
So I just want to clarify what we're deciding here, or has already been decided, and that is a Senate bill, any Senate bill, could be placed on the calendar as we speak, and it can be brought up in the next 10 seconds, the next minute, without opportunity, I suppose one could say, for the members of this body to properly read that bill, evaluate it, and decide how to cast their vote.
Representative Reynolds, for Senate bills coming out of conference committee, it is up to the floor leader to determine when those bills are posted and then also, consequently, when those bills would be taken up by the body. Thank you for your question. Representative Morissette, do you have a question on the bill? Question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Thompson, just briefly.
Representative Morissette, would you suspend? We want to make sure that we can conduct our business in an orderly fashion. House will come to order. Members, please give your attention to Representative Morissette. Senator Morissette, you're recognized for a question on the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, one of the documents, I can't remember which version it is, extended from 2011 to 2020, but I think in your explanation you said it would only extend it 3 years.
Correct.
So it's not 2020, it goes to 2015?
Correct. It's 3 years.
Yeah. Speaker.
Representative Morissette for a follow-up.
Do you know how many exploration entities, numbers-wise, roughly, this would affect in the state of Oklahoma?
I don't know the number off the top of my head, but I do know, especially with the horizontal drilling, probably all entities that are out drilling currently, and the rig fluctuation goes up and down in Oklahoma quite often, they would probably be utilizing this credit as much as possible.
Representative Morissette for a question.
Two questions into one. First part of the question is, how much each year roughly is that going to, with the credit, might that cost the state in general revenue funds? First part of the question. The second part of the question is, we hear from the industry that without these types of credits and tax incentives, that somehow it's going to hurt the exploration industry, especially during this downturn in the prices of oil and gas.
You are exactly right, especially on the downturn, and also all the other producing states around us provide these credits as well. And actually, their credits are higher than ours. The exact number for horizontal, I believe, is approximately $24 million a year that's claimed. But especially with us competing with other states and with the current price structure, we need the credits to be extended.
Members of the House will come to order. Please take your seats or take your conversations outside. Seeing no additional questions, Representative Thompson moves adoption of the CCR. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the CCR, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. The ayes have it. The CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 313 by Bingman of the Senate and Thompson of the House, an act relating to revenue and taxation.
Representative Thompson moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeants will announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Sullivan votes aye. Representative Jordan votes aye. Representative Fott votes aye. Representative Martin Steve votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes aye. Representative Murphy votes aye. Representative Schwartz votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Cootie votes aye. Representative Hoskin votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Pittman votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change their vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 1 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. Representative Thompson now asks that the vote on the bill be the vote on the emergency. Without objection, that will be the order. Declare the vote.
92 aye, 1 nay.
Having received 2/3 vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the emergency to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.